Australia, you don't really know. What's going on with it?
No, it's not
really. And pretty?
Yeah.
Yeah, I read about that. I guess with the internet, you take the good with the bad, and I guess knowledge is one good thing as, you know, if you're following the business.
Yeah,
I've been separated. Well, that's right. It's the fact from the picture, or we can, there's other words to describe that too, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, but you see my status going up.
What up?
Yeah.
What brought that on? Too many people on exorbitant salaries, or bad management, or both, or what?
Bad, no, merchandise has died.
Well, I mean, do you reckon, like, I think everyone talks about the headliners when they lost Hogan, Austin, and one of the others for a while. That must have hurt them a bit. Rock. They lost Hogan, Rock, and Austin all at the same time for a while, didn't they?
Yeah, but see, the problem's not that. The problem is, the wrong audience is watching.
So who's watching? What's happening?
The wrong audience.
The wrong audience. So who should they be targeting?
An 18-year-old girl, a guy does not buy a fucking t-shirt or a doll.
Well, they're the internet junkies, and everyone goes onto the internet for... I mean, they're not buying that shit, you know, you call it that account, are they?
They don't buy anything.
Mate, when I was young, and I used to...
They don't purchase any merchandise at all. You know, the young kids is what buys.
Yeah.
You know, mom and dad pays for it.
And I guess parents have smartened up as well, and they're saying, probably saying, well, so you get on the net and see what's going on in the news and don't worry about those $30 t-shirts. Or whatever.
It's a joke.
Yep.
It's a joke.
Yep.
The right time. It's 11:30 in the morning here this time.
Of course, at the right time, haven't I? I was discussing this with my girlfriend. I'm going, oh man, I had this feeling. I didn't know whether I was going to work or not, because I've gone to my mate's sound studio down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking to myself, well, the worst thing that can happen, as that mate of yours over there, he goes, well, you can tell me to fuck off, and you haven't done that so far, and I appreciate it.
Well, I will, real soon, because I got wet paint drying. I'm doing woodwork right now.
All right, how much longer have we got? I just wanted to whip a couple of questions past you, and if it's okay, if we can speak again.
Yeah, a couple of questions real quick, and then come back tomorrow at the same time.
All right, man. How and why did you get into wrestling?
That's a long story.
Okay, what's the short version?
I wanted to show my father's ass.
Yep.
I wanted to prove something to him.
Yep, I watched that documentary, by the way.
It was a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
It was all bullshit. Well, you're on the bullshit.
I want to documentary go under the microscope these days, and they're not all true, or, you know, like, you've got to look beneath the surface.
There's a lot of it set up.
Yep.
And I had two guys who I thought were friends, Mr. Funk and Mr. Foley, set my ass up for that bullshit.
Really? But do you think that they actually knew that was going to happen, or...?
Oh, fucking A, dude. They're the only ones to make money. I didn't make a nickel.
That's criminal, isn't it? Two people can make a decent quid out of it, and one person make nothing out of it.
They're still making millions off of it.
Hmm.
That's crook.
That's crook. That's what one of the other questions I was going to ask you. Well, I mean, have you explored the idea of, like, your own book or your own documentary, like a real version of the wrestling book?
Yeah, I have. It's going to be a series of tapes. It's going to be called Beyond the Bullshit.
Beyond the Bullshit.
The life and death story of Jake the Snake Roberts.
Oh man, I love it. Hey, that is the sort of thing Aussie fans and UK fans would go for that big time. I'm certain of that.
Well, I'm on. In fact, I may be putting it on the internet. We have to buy a membership to teach each segment.
Mate, count me in when you get that site set up. Mate, make me a life member, will you?
All right, it's Jake the Snake Roberts.
Yep.
.tv.
Jake the Snake Roberts. .tv.
Yeah.
I'll have to look for my
man. It's gonna be wild as shit, man.
Mate, I'd love the opportunity, but there's any way I can hook from my state in Australia. I've got that Media Man website, mediaman.com.au. We're getting a few wrestlers up on that at the moment. But I've also got that old site. Remember your jokes about my old CoolDudesAndHotBabes.com? I'm starting to tidy it up a little bit now, but I set up a bit of a tribute for you, but it needs to be redone. Nothing stays the same forever, does it?
No. Different every day, man.
It certainly is. So, what do you reckon about this? Like, what would you say the intangible quality is that dictates whether you either have it or don't have it to make it in the business?
Knowledge.
Knowledge.
Knowledge, being smart enough to know that it's a business and that nobody's the toughest son of a bitch out there, because it doesn't fucking matter. It's entertainment, and the biggest problem is there's not much talent out there. They're all running the wrong way.
Real talent.
They do, They do 19,000 moves, but they don't do any of them right.
I see. What is the business, what story do, or is told a story? Are you still putting that storytelling into psychology?
Well, let me ask you this. If I hit you with a sledgehammer and you got up, you think I'd still stick around? You got how the hell we hit people with sledgehammers and they get up and they stay and wrestle again?
Well, you're not supposed to get up with sledgehammers.
No shit.
So we had it's been called a possible terrorist attack on an aircraft the other day going from Melbourne over to Tasmania, Mosseston. And people weren't getting up in a hurry from a blunt wooden instrument, let alone a sledgehammer.
I know, what I'm saying is all crap, man.
Yeah.
Why don't you destroy your credibility, your shit?
Yeah.
Okay? I gotta go to the page ground, man. Come back tomorrow.
Mate, I'll speak to you tomorrow. I look forward to it.
All right.
Thanks, Jack. All the best.
Bye-bye.
Bye.